Mr. Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Long time now in history, there is a conflict between the Jew and the Palestinian around the land of Palestine and the Aqsa Masjid. As all of you see the media news these days, the settlers secured by the Israeli armies to enter the Aqsa Masjid and to pray inside the Masjid, claiming that's belong to them. Even the Aqsa Masjid itself, they claim it is belong to them. Aqsa Masjid, subhanallah, and everybody knows that is that belong to the Muslim, and they pray for many decades in this Masjid. So this exactly it's obligating us to go to the history of Palestine and to go to the history of the Aqsa Masjid and to go through all the prophets from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ishaq, Sayyidina Yaqub, Sayyidina Yusuf. Inshallah, we're going to go and from the Quran and the Sunnah to see, because every Muslim should know, because the land is not belonging to the Palestinian only, it's belonging to the land of Islam, it's belonging to all Muslim and everywhere. So we need to go through all this, inshallah ta'ala. The first, inshallah ta'ala, I like to share with you the first hadith narrated by Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu arda. To see actually where is the Aqsa Masjid located for us. And Abi Dharr, radiallahu anhu, qala, qultu ya Rasulallah, ayyu masjidin wudha awwal? Qala al-masjid al-haram. Qultu thumma ay? Qala thumma al-masjid al-aqsa. قلت كم كان بينهما قال أربعون ثم قال حيثما أدركتك الصلاة فصلي والأرض لك مسجدا. أبو هريرة أبو ذر رضي الله عنه وارضاه he said, oh Allah's messenger, which mosque was built first? Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, المسجد الحرام in Mecca. That is the masjid, the first masjid in the whole globe, in the whole earth. Al-Masjid al-Haram, which is in Mecca. And I ask, Abu Dharr asked the second question, which was built next? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. The second masjid built in the whole globe, the second masjid was at the Aqsa Masjid. Aye. Which they call it Jerusalem. They call it today, Al-Quds, call it Jerusalem. The West, call it Jerusalem. And we're going to know what is the meaning of Jerusalem too? I ask, what was the period in between them? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 40 years. Huh? So brother, look for Allah between the two masjid. Al-Masjid al-Haram, then the second masjid in the earth was Al-Aqsa Masjid, and between them, 40 years. So alhamdulillah, this is clear for us. Then he added, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever the time for the prayer comes upon you, perform the prayers, for all the earth is a place of worshiping for you. Meaning actually, you know, the Christian, they don't pray except in the church. The Jew, they don't pray except in the synagogue. For the Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he said, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَجِّدًا وَطَهُورًا. Allah made the land, the whole land to be a masjid, a pure. You pray in any place. You don't have to travel to Mecca or travel to Aqsa Masjid to pray. Any place, you catch the salah or the time of the salah, pray in any place. Or pray in any piece of land. All the land Allah purify the land for us to be a masjid. Faddal.
Yeah, you just said that Jews, they don't pray, you know, outside of the synagogue. But in my job, there are some Jews, they pray in the office.
They have to go and they have to build a special room for them or something like this.
No, not necessarily. The conference room, any conference room.
I also saw them praying at the airport.
Yeah. They make like a temple for them. Anyway, that's in general. But for us, we need to free ourselves. If the time comes to you, you pray in any place, in a piece of land, because Allah made the whole earth to be a masjid. It's for us. Now, time. Let's go fast. history before we go this ayat, because I give you three ayat here, but let's we go and give you a background on the history. So we know the second masjid in the earth was Masjid al-Aqsa, Tayyib. And 4 years between the Masjid al-Haram and earth, Tayyib. Who built it? Who built al-Masjid al-Aqsa? This is different from the fuqaha of Islam, the scholar of Muslims. They say different opinions. First, the group of the scholar, they said, the one who built the Aqsa Masjid is Adam alayhi salam. By the command of Allah, Allah ordered Adam to build the Aqsa Masjid. Second opinion, they said, no, al-Malaika, the angel, they are the one, they built it. Same thing like al-Masjid al-Haram. Third opinion, they said, Sayyidina Ibrahim is the one, he built it. The most accurate and authentic, the one who built the Aqsa Masjid, Adam alayhi salam. Allah commanded him. So Adam, that means Adam, he traveled to this area in Palestine and he built the original foundation. He built it, actually the Aqsa Masjid, Adam. That is the most authentic for the scholar. So this is clear for us. Where? There is a small mountain, called Morials. That's in the old Jerusalem. So the Aqsa Masjid located in the old Jerusalem, Al-Quds Al-Qadima, which is the Palestinian, they need to take it as a capital. But Israel today, according to yesterday, the prime minister, he said everything in that exactly, it's Israel. Even they go over United Nations, those who take the East Jerusalem should be for the Palestinian. He said, no, everything belongs to the state of Zionist. How big Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? How big is it? Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, my dear brothers, is exactly the ulama estimated like 144,000 acres. 144,000 acres. Part of it is underground and part of it over the ground. So this is clear for us. Type. When it was built, there is no anything called churches. No churches. When it was built, there is no haikal, which is the state of Zionists. They search under the Aqsa Masjid and they make the surface of the Aqsa Masjid very light. And for your information, this Aqsa Masjid will be demolished by this gang in the end, and this is a big war will start between the Muslim and them. That is the end of exactly this life. So there is no any structures in this spot. Right? Because they're looking for Solomon. They call it Solomon structures. There is nothing at all. Even their scientists, they said there is no any evidence that is actually Sulaiman structure with there. There is no any temple. That time when it was built, no temples at all. Time. Who restored it and repaired it? Of course, during the history, any building need to be restored, to be renewed, or to make a renovations. So who did it? Sayyidina Ibrahim came first, and he restored it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina afdal as-salatu was-salam. And then his children after him, son after son, and they started to renovate it and to renew it generation by generation. First one after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, Isaac. Then after Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam came and renovated and renewed alayhi salam, restored. Then Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam came and renewed the building. Sayyidina Sulaiman renewed, but the foundation was there since Adam. But Sulaiman alayhi salam and some of the other history, they say Dawood, he's the one, he renewed it, and then after Dawood is Sulaiman. But in any way, both of them, they was in the same generation. Dawood and Sulaiman, both of them, they were in the same generation. They restored the Aqsa Masjid. The following ancient and the modern they start actually generation after generation to renew it and to renovate it. طيب. Until Al-Fatih Islami, you know actually the Al-Fatih opening for Islam this place in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Umar has a very wonderful story. When the priest is over there, he said, we never gonna give the key for the Aqsa Masjid or Al-Quds, Jerusalem, except to a man, Khalifa of the Muslim. His description are printed in our book. And it was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda. As all of you, you know, Sayyidina Umar and his Khilafa, the third Khalifa, they send it to him, a message. Come and take the key for Bayt al-Maqdis or Shalim. Sayyidina Umar, he took his servant Salim. And he took it with him. They divide the road to three pieces. First, third. So he give the first round, he give it to his servant. Could you imagine? Khalifa, he make his servant to ride the mule first. When say his servant Salim, he said, we need two. He said, it's drift. Only one from Bayt al-Mal. And both of them, they travel from Al-Madinah to Aqsa Masjid, walking in a desert. So Salim, subhanallah, he took the first round. And the one who's walking to recite the third of the Quran. Then after that, Salim, he got off from the mule. And then after that, they give the second, third for the mule for rest, even for the animal. They get the animal to be rested. Then after that, astaghfirullah. The one who started first, Sayyidina Umar, he took the third round. Then they give the mule the second, third. And the number three of the destination was Salim alayhi radiallahu anhu arda. They reach over there, the border of Palestine, they found a line of priests. And it was a rainy day. So Ibn Umar, he pull out the mule for his servant. Could you imagine the King Sulaiman today? Somebody exactly working in the haram like a servant, and he let him ride, and he walking behind him. It's impossible. That's why Allah give them victory. They open Aqsa Masjid without a single drop of blood. And all of them, they ran to Salim, the one who ride. And they started greeting him, said, not me, here is the Khalifa. And Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he has 17 patches in his gilbab. Khalifa of the Muslim has 17. And this is written in their book. They came to Sayyidina Umar, and his gilbab, his clothes, who is wetted by mud and water, very dirty, because at the border of Palestine, it was rainy and mud. So they came and they count, they found 17 patches in his clothes. So what they did, all of them, they kneel down and they make sujood. Sayyidina Umar, and he opened Masjid, opened the Palestine, he took the key. And to be the Muslim state. Remember this. To be the Muslim state. But I'm going to give you the history before that. Now. There is actually in the old ancient. Old generation. People call it. Jebusites. Call it in Arabic. Al-Yubusiyin. A group of people. People of Tawheed. They used to worship Allah. What they did. And they came from their father called it Kin'aniyin, C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E, Kenyanians. They live in Palestine. And then everybody that time, they know this is the land of Kin'ani. Okay. When they start building the Quds, 3,000 years before century. 3,000 years before century. Then they surround the Masjid by a big fence, which you saw it today. Around the Aqsa Masjid, there is a big fence. Aye. Where is the word of Jerusalem came from? They call it Jerusalem. Here you go. اليابوسيين, this Jebusites, what they did, known by Tawheed, they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they live around the masjid, they live closer to the masjid. سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, here is the story from the beginning. سيدنا إبراهيم, he met a king, he's called ملك, ملك السلام, the king of peace. His original name called Melchizedek, Melchizedek. That is the king, he was there around the Aqsa Masjid. And then he, the Sayyidina Ibrahim, he built a friendship with him. He built a friendship with him. And then after that, when this king, they call it Jerusalem. In Hebrew language, Jerusalem means the Dar of Salim. Dar, it's mean the house of Salim. Salim, it's mean the king of peace. That is the name came from this king. His name is Melchizedek. He's an exactly the king of peace, which is the land of Jerusalem or land of Salim. That is the Arabic word. Land of Salim, which he called it in Hebrew, Jerusalem. That is what the West called it, actually the Quds today. Subhanallah. طيب. سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام he was there and his children came there. سيدنا إسحاق after him, سيدنا يعقوب after him, and all of them they live in this blessing area. All of them they live in this blessing area. Very important to tell you a point before you leave. Today they try to connect this state of Zionist to Israel. Who's Israel? Sayyidina Yaqub. You know, Allah sent the surah in the Quran, call it Israel. Surah Israel. طيب. So they try to connect themselves with Israel, Sayyidina Yaqub. But there is no any evidence at all between the state of Zionist today or even the Christian who live there. There is no any connection between them and any one of the children of Ibrahim. Nothing at all. Time. Therefore, we need to check the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, inshallah ta'ala, to give you the second surah here, inshallah, Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number one, ayah number 140. Look what Allah said to clear for us as a Muslim. You need to stand up in a solid land and to know this is land belong to you, belong to the Muslim only. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 140. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Or do so you say, do you say that Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Jacob and the descendants, you know, Jacob, he has 12 children. Call it Al-Asbat. Asbat, call it actually the descendants. Were Jews or Christian? Question mark. Say, Ya Muhammad, are you more knowing or is Allah? And who is more unjust than the one who conceal testimony he has from Allah? And Allah is not unaware of what you do. So Allah clear it for here, Sheikh. Allah clear for us here. That is actually they claim that Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the 12 descendants of the children of Yaqub, they were Jews or Christian. Allah answered them. Do you know more than Allah? They never been in a Christian because the Torah revealed it to Musa later, after. But Ibrahim and his children, there is no any Torah yet. There is no any Bible yet. So, but they claim they are Jew or Christian. The Christian, they said they are Jew, and the Jews, they said actually it is belong to us. Everyone said belong, but Allah cleared for us here. Now, second ayah, I like to share with you in this few minutes. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ 12 نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Help me.
And Allah had already taken a covenant from the children of Israel. And we delegated from among them 12 leaders. And Allah said, I am with you. If you establish prayer and give zakah.
Here is the condition. Allah said, I will be with you, but with the condition. Allah is not going to be with the unjust. Allah said here, I am with you. If you what?
If you establish prayer and give zakah and believe in my messengers and support them and loan Allah a goodly loan, I will surely remove from you your misdeeds and admit you to gardens beneath with rivers flow. But whoever of you disbelieves...
That is very important here. Concentrate.
But whoever of you disbelieves after that has certainly strayed from the soundness of the way.
طيب. Meaning, my brother, in this, according to this ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah again, ayah number 12, ayah number 12, table 5:12. Allah made a condition with the 12 leader of the children of Israel, the children of Yaqub. If you establish the salah, or you offer the salah, and you give zakah, وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي, and you believe my messenger, children of Israel, they killed more than 300 Nabi. 300 Nabi. That's why third of the Quran, Allah spoke about the children of Israel. Because they killed the 300 messengers. They refused to pray. They claim, he said, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. Allah's hand is blocked. He doesn't give too much. And Allah answered, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Allah extend his hand to provide the kafir and to provide the believer. They claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a child. Later on, we're going to tell you inshallah in the second class about Izra. Izra. Izra, it is they call him as a Christian fail to associate partner with Allah. And they took son of Mary, Jesus alayhi salam, son of God, the same thing. And we're going to tell you the story. The man who entered the city and he found everything demolished. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي قاوية على عروشها. When he passed by, he found the whole city is burning. He said, it's impossible Allah to make this life again. Allah answered him, they took this man because Allah made him to die 100 years and then he resurrected him. 100 years the man he died from children of Israel. They took him as a son of God too. So they rejected the messenger. Sayyidina Musa suffered with them a lot. We're going to tell you his story with them, inshallah ta'ala, how the children of Israel deal with Musa alayhi salam. But remember, they did not establish the salah, they did not pay the zakah, they killed the messenger, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time they make a revolution against their prophets and messenger. Musa alayhi salam, after he crosses the sea, and when they cross on the other side of Sinai, they found a man, he has idols, and he clean. Ya Musa, we love this idea. Make a god for us from idols too. Make idol for us to worship it too. He told Sayyidina Musa, he got mad. He said, Allah save you from Pharaoh. And you walk in the water. And now you need me to build a statues for you or idols to worship it. He got mad from them. They always, they rejected the Torah. The Torah, my brother, take it before you leave, is not exist in this life anymore. Allah punished the children of Israel because they disobey Allah and they disobey Moses and they killed a lot of prophet and messenger. Allah took the Torah from them. It's not existing anymore. What they replace it today, call it Talmud. A book call it Talmud. Exactly their scholar, they are the one they created this. They are the one they created. But the original Torah is not exist. Original Injil. The gospel is not existing anymore. Alhamdulillah, who saved the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah secured this. This alhamdulillah. We going to continue, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ta'ala. I'm not going to be available tomorrow, but I will see you inshallah Thursday to complete this exactly inshallah ta'ala. May Allah help us. I have a lot. We're going to speak about Sayyidina Sulaiman, Sayyidina Dawood with them, Sayyidina Musa with them, Sayyidina Yaqub with them. We're going to speak about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, because Sayyidina Yaqub, he was there and he traveled to Egypt. He took his children and he traveled to Egypt. He lifted the whole land. Actually, we will see step by step to tell you who is the true person today. Nobody are able to open this topic in any masjid, remember. Every single imam is scared to speak about this area. But alhamdulillah, we don't scare except from our Lord. We establish the truth. To tell you the truth, we don't care whoever rejected or not rejected. Because before my incident, if you remember, Brother Lutfullah, if you remember, they actually, when I was in the museum here, when they built the museum, and I was part of the interfaith. And I said, this is not good to make the video in the lobby of the museum, because they show the people in the lobby when the people jump from the World Trade Center, some of them without neck, some of them. I told them, why you put Islamic terrorists? Why you put in the bottom Islamic terrorists? Why you don't say I will support you if you say Qaeda terrorists? Because Islam is not there. This is going to harm. Cause harm for our children in the school. Cause harm for our sister who walk in the streets. Cause harm.